in this bulletin, incoming Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia has new priorities ahead of this week's Quad meeting in Tokyo. Pauline Hanson in danger of losing her Senate seat to the Greens. And in the AFL, an important journey begins this afternoon when Fremantle takes on Collingwood. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Incoming Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he wants to send a message to the world that there's been a seismic change in Australian politics. Speaking to reporters from a cafe in his home suburb of Marrickville, Mr. Albanese said the upcoming Quad meeting this week will be Labor's first opportunity to engage differently with the world on climate change and other issues. The Quad meeting will take place in Tokyo on the 24th of May between the leaders of Japan, Australia, India and the United States. Mr. Albanese says he wants to establish an inclusive approach domestically too, and plans to speak with the leaders of each state and territory on his return to Australia.
I want to have a cooperative relationship. I want to bring people together, including the states and territories and local government as well, on how we work together.
And Anthony Albanese will be sworn in as Australia's new Prime Minister tomorrow, along with his deputy Richard Marles, new Treasurer Jim Chalmers, new Finance Minister Katie Gallagher and new Foreign Minister Penny Wong. But the Labor leader is still days away from knowing whether he can govern with a majority. Official figures from the Australian Electoral Commission have Labor on 75 seats in the House of Representatives, one short of a majority, but the party is projected to hold as many as 77 seats. Outgoing Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed his local church congregation in his final remarks as Australia's Prime Minister. Speaking at the Pentecostal Horizon Church in Sydney, Mr. Morrison quoted scripture and spoke about losing the election to Labor, which now looks to have claimed 77 seats to the coalition's 54. Mr. Morrison told the congregation he was pleased that his last remarks in the top job were to them and that he accepted the result of the election.
At the last election, we really understood that it was for such a time as this, and now we both know it was for such a time as that.
Pauline Hanson is on track to lose her Senate seat. The One Nation leader is trailing behind the Queensland Greens candidate Penny Ullman Payne, with her party polling 7.8% of the Senate vote to the Greens' 14%. Senator Hanson was first elected to the Senate in Queensland in 2016. She spent Election Day in isolation after testing positive to COVID-19. A Tamil family who've been fighting for years to remain in Australia are confident they'll now be allowed to return to the Queensland town of Bilawila, where they had previously made their home. Labor promised during the election campaign that the Murugappan family would be able to return to the Queensland town if the party won office. Family friend and long-time campaigner Angela Fredericks says she called them on Saturday evening to tell them the news of Anthony Albanese's victory. She says they now believe this long, painful saga can finally come to an end. To other news now, and Britain's opposition Labor Party has called on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to explain why he met a senior civil servant to discuss publication of her final report into parties held at Johnson's Downing Street office during COVID-19 lockdowns. UK media have reported that the Prime Minister discussed with Sue Gray where she believed the police were with their separate inquiry and publication of photos in her final report. Johnson has faced widespread calls for him to resign over the Partygate scandal after it emerged that he and officials had broken stringent lockdown laws enacted by his government. And briefly, Queensland South East is back on flood watch with more than 100 millimetres of rain dumped on several soaked catchments and dams, releasing water ahead of more wet weather. More than a dozen flood warnings have been issued across the region by the Bureau of Meteorology, and a flood watch is in place for catchments between St Lawrence and Brisbane. The bucketing follows five deadly Queensland floods since December, which scientists attribute to a second La Nina weather pattern in 2 years. To the AFL, and an important journey will begin this afternoon when Fremantle take on Collingwood for the Sir Doug Nicholls round at Optus Stadium. At the centre bounce, Fremantle's standing captain and Tomgen man Alex Pearce will hand Collingwood skipper Scott Pendlebury a message stick that features artwork by Tammy Hayden, the sister of AFL Indigenous and Multicultural Liaison Officer and former player Roger Hayden. The stick itself will travel all round the AFL, with Collingwood set to hand it to Carlton in their next Sir Doug Nicholls round fixture. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there's expected to be showers with possible heavy falls and a top of 19 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 22. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy and 16. Wollongong, showers, 18. Sydney, showers and 19. Newcastle, showers and 20. Brisbane, also showers, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And in Darwin, it's expected to be a sunny day with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.